Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie, and today we present another Art of Jazz concert from the Seattle Art Museum, presented by Earshot Jazz at SAM on the second Thursday of each month. Today, Seattle-based alto saxophonist and composer Jacob Zimmerman leading his quintet. Jacob's an extremely versatile and integral part of the local creative music community. He studied music at Garfield High School, the New England Conservatory of Music in Boston, and Mills College in Oakland. He was Earshot's Emerging Artist of the Year for 2013 and a Table and Chairs artist. Jacob has been a regular at Egan's Ballard Jam House, where his quintet plays the first Thursday of each month. He's currently an assistant jazz band director at Garfield High School. Trumpeter Raymond Larson came up through the Mercer Island Band program. He has a bachelor's music degree in jazz studies at the University of Washington and has returned for graduate work. He teaches and helped found the Improvised Music Project at the UW and also plays in Chemical Clock. Rounding out the Jacob Zimmerman quintet are Jake Swenson on piano, Nate Parker on bass, and Phil Parisot on drums. It's always a little surprising to me to see a young band which has made such a thorough study of earlier jazz styles and can play those styles authentically and with authority. This concert ranges from swing to bop, and most of the music and arrangements date from the mid-40s. This first piece is a good example of music of the period. It's one by Charlie Christian, one of the first electric guitarists. He played with Benny Goodman, but he also developed a style of his own, more akin to bebop. This tune is based on a bassy tune, Topsy. This version is called Swing to Bop. Here's the Jacob Zimmerman Quintet at the Seattle Art Museum. Thank you. The Jacob Zimmerman Quintet opening this concert from the Seattle Art Museum with a tune by Charlie Christian called Swing to Bop. Jacob Zimmerman's on alto sax with Ray Larson on trumpet, Jake Swenson piano, Nate Parker on bass, and Phil Paraso on drums. It's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Next is a tune from the Great American Songbook, which formed the basis of a lot of the music played during this period, whether improvisations on the actual tunes or new tunes which grew out of the chord changes of these standards. This one is one of the great standards of the period. You'll recognize it after an abstract opening here from Jacob Zimmerman in concert at the Seattle Art Museum. Thank you.
Thank you so very much, everyone. We're so delighted to be here. In the last couple weeks, we've been playing a bunch of gigs around the Pacific Northwest, Bellingham, Eugene, Olympia, Portland, and we're getting ready to record our very first album as a quintet. And the theme of the album is going to be all music from the very early 40s at the point when swing was transitioning into bebop jazz. Now we're going to continue to feature our trumpeter Ray Larson with a lovely ballad that I hope most of you will recognize. This is I Can't Get Started.
Raymond Larson featured there with the Jacob Zimmerman Quintet in that version of I Can't Get Started, a song much favored by trumpet players down through the years, that version inspired by Dizzy Gillespie's playing of the tune. You're listening to the Jacob Zimmerman Quintet from a concert at the Seattle Art Museum. It's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. We're going to go straight ahead into some bebop next. This is a great tune by Thelonious Monk, played by the Jacob Zimmerman Quintet. This is Monk's Epistrophe.
Thank you.
From my favorite year in jazz history, here is the 1944 Stomp by the great Don Byas.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Once again, you're listening to Raymond Larson on the trumpet. And on the drums, Phil Parisot, Nate Parker on the bass, Jake Svensson on the piano, and myself, Jacob Zimmerman. We'll be right back.
Two more tunes from the 40s there, played by the Jacob Zimmerman Quintet in this Art of Jazz concert at the Seattle Art Museum. We heard them playing Stomp, a composition by tenor saxophonist Lucky Thompson. And this last piece, real up-tempo swinger, was written by the drummer Denzel Best. It's called Dee Dee's Dance. Jacob Zimmerman on alto sax and tenor sax. Ray Larson is the trumpet player, Jake Swenson piano. Nate Parker on bass and Phil Pariseau on drums, making up the Jacob Zimmerman Quintet in this concert from Seattle Art Museum. Part of the Art of Jazz series, presented on the second Thursday of each month by Earshot Jazz. It's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Next, two pieces that were written by the guitarist Tiny Grimes. And the first one, featuring pianist Jake Swenson, is titled Tiny's Exercise, and we'll follow that with Tiny's Tempo. Jacob Zimmerman Quintet at SAM.
Now we'd like to continue with Tiny's Tempo. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was Hoagie Carmichael's Stardust.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We're so grateful to have the opportunity. Give it up once more for Raymond Larson on the trumpet. On the drums, Phil Pariseau. On the bass, Nate Parker. On the piano, Jake Svensson. And myself, Jacob Zimmerman, on saxophones. Thank you so much.
And thanks to the members of the Jacob Zimmerman Quintet for their marvelous music today, wrapping up with a tune that was written by Tad Dameron and popularized by Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie called Hot House, based on the changes of What Is This Thing Called Love? Jacob Zimmerman Quintet performed at the Seattle Art Museum earlier this month. These concerts are presented by Earshot. They're free, 5:30 to 7:30, on the second Thursday of each month. Next month, singer and songwriter Anna Villanova will be featured May 14th. Thanks also to the Seattle Art Museum for hosting the concerts, Jonas for House Sound and Earshot Jazz, John Gilbert, Executive Director, for planning and presenting the series. I'm Jim Wilkie, and this was a Hatch Cover production exclusively for 88.5 KPLU. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley, a community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University.